Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen's 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita School District asking 198 teachers, faculty, and staff to quarantine. Eight positive cases in USD 259.
Two.
Kansas Governor Kelly concerned about new COVID-19 cases, urging everyone to wear masks.
One.
Senate Republican leaders promised to move quickly on Trump's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in traffic, the gasoline prices, surprisingly, unchanged. We have had the same average gasoline prices for 6, 7, 8 weeks now. Been quite a while. $1.94 a gallon seems to be an average price. I did see a better one out there this morning. $1.87 a gallon. I saw that at 21st Street North in Arkansas. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 77 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 59. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 76. Now fog and mist. South wind at only 3 miles per hour and 62 degrees. 8:50 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. As the U.S. heads into flu season, COVID cases could also be on the rise.
This is House Call for Health. This past weekend, Baylor Scott & White held a drive-through flu shot event. It's the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas. As we start to get into flu season in the fall and winter, getting the flu means a possible weakened immune system. That could lead you to being more susceptible to other serious infections like the coronavirus. Dr. Bradley Berg is with Baylor Scott & White Pediatrics.
Preventing the flu over the next few months, this year and into next year, is going to be doubly important. Not only to protect yourself, but to protect our hospital infrastructure, keep people out of the hospital, and then prevent the spread of both influenza and coronavirus.
Berg also says even if you get a vaccine, you can still get sick from the flu. Some of those who attended the drive-through event had specific reasons to do so.
So we just want to make sure that we're safe and keeping my family safe and all those around us.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS Airbus, looking to the future. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us. Tell us all about it. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, Airbus unveiling plans for a hydrogen airplane, and they hope it's flying in the next 15 years. It's a move that could mean design and manufacturing opportunities for Wichita. The company says each aircraft would be powered by hydrogen and incorporate multiple new technologies and aerodynamic configurations. The goal is to create a zero-emission aircraft. Meanwhile, Bombardier has finalized sale terms of its rail division, and it's for $350 million less than planned. The buyer is France's Alstom. Bombardier says the closing price being lower is being offset by a more favorable currency exchange. It now expects net proceeds of $4 billion from the deal. It's expected to close early next year. And the holiday shopping season will be here before we know it, and U.S. retailers are hoping they have plenty of goods to sell. Retailers have been left scrambling for goods as unexpected resilience in consumer spending created shortages for some lines of clothing, electronics, and other popular items. Retailers slashed their orders for merchandise at the height of the lockdown, but retail sales never really slowed. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is Tuesday, September 22nd, and just about 20 minutes ago, fall officially arrived in the central U.S.
I thought I felt something.
Did you feel a difference there? Yeah, just a little bit of a difference there. But
a little chill in the air.
Tell you what, you're an old storm chaser in radio from days back, and it's been an interesting spring and summer. We have not had really any severe weather around here, have we?
Have we had a tornado warning at all in the last 6 months?
I don't think so, which is kind of good with all the other things going on.
Exactly, that's fine. But I don't remember ever a time in my 30 years here that we haven't done that.
And it was a summer where we didn't have a lot of really, really hot weather. I don't remember a day, maybe a day or two, where it got over 100. So that was
that's about it, yeah.
There are some silver linings in those clouds, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
September 22nd, on this date in 1975, you'll remember, Sarah Jane Moore attempted to shoot President Gerald R. Ford outside a San Francisco hotel, but she missed.
Oh, boy.
I was just thinking about this today, that Gerald Ford, so many people have said, and folks who've watched history say, this guy was probably the nicest man who ever occupied the White House. Okay.
Yep.
And during his very, he was in office, 2 years or a year and a half? Two women tried to shoot him.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good thing they missed.
Bizarre.
Well, so why Gerald Ford, for crying out loud?
I don't know. No. I don't understand.
I don't.
It was after the resignation, he was not elected to the presidency.
Yeah, he pardoned Mr. Nixon, and that lost him the election. And still, and there was a guy who had been college. He'd been a male model and a football star.
He
had a chance to go to the NFL, I understand. So,
right.
How about that?
Great football player.
All right. Well, an attempt on his life. Okay. By the way, we've only got 42 days until Election Day, so you need to get out there and get yourself registered, Bill, right away if you can.
I'm all ready to go.
Are you ready? I wonder how many people have already made up their minds about that. Today is National.
Oh, I think a lot of people.
Yeah. Today is National Centurions Day, honoring people who have celebrated 100 years or 100 birthdays or more, and recent 2019 estimates placed approximately 72,000 centenarians in the United States. National Centenarian Day. How about that?
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
To Mahala Woodward.
Mahala. We love you, Mahala.
All right. Hey, coming up, thank you, Bill. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program here at 9 o'clock this morning. Franklin Graham is going to be on talking about Prayer March 2020. Also at 9 o'clock this morning, a look at the latest news. Senate awaits Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That's coming up as well. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen's Head of the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.